quality of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew, do you notice when you're driving here at night about 40% more traffic?
And about 800% crazier?
Just slower and more. Oh, yeah. I notice.
Yeah.
A lot more.
My wife and I had a discussion tonight about exactly that. Lots of traffic, lots of crazy driving. Everyone's like out Christmas shopping and full moon. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I don't mind the crazy driving.
Have you tried changing a lane recently?
Yeah, I like the... No, I have. It's been some years since I've actually changed lanes.
Recently, mind you, when you try. People like screech up behind you and start honking their horn. Or if you don't see somebody in your mirror or something, you kind of start pulling and they, you know, hey, honk, honk. No, it's not the hey, I'm here. It's, bah, 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 I get behind you, bah, 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 bah. It's like, hey, come on.
Drew. Yeah. Drew's wounded.
No, it's ridiculous.
I just happened to notice that driving here tonight, there were twice as many cars as there normally are on the road.
I would agree.
And maybe they're out Christmas shopping. I don't know what they're doing. They're
going to Christmas parties.
Coming home from Christmas shopping at 10 o'clock at night?
Christmas parties.
No, wait a minute. I was on the road. 10:05 at night? All right. Well, good times. Oh, my God. All right. Are you ready to go here, Drew?
Here we go.
I got to do something with these gift certificates each year. I'm trying to figure out what to do with the gift certificates.
That you've gotten or you're going to get?
That I'm going to get, that other people are buying. I want to punish stores for gift certificates.
Yeah.
I want to do something. I want everyone within the sound of my voice to help me punish stores. The latest is my wife goes to Macy's, I think. They have this thing where, like, hey, for every $100 you spend, you get $15 back or in some sort of bonus bucks or something, some certificate or something. So she buys something for $100 and then buys two gift certificates for $100.
Boy.
And, like, yeah, we don't give the bonus on the gift certificate. Really? That's cash. It's never coming back. Nah, we don't do it on that. It's like, wouldn't that be the first thing you'd do it on? Well, what's the difference, by the way, whether you give them $100 to buy a sweater or you give them $100, they give you a voucher, and your cousin buys a sweater.
Why don't you buy the sweater, get the $15 voucher or whatever, return it, say, I just want the gift certificate. You know, no return, just gift certificate back.
Okay, then she becomes an old Russian woman waiting, eating Yoplait yogurt. I'm just saying, I know these things. Here's what I want, and I've done it, and you can do it too. When you go to a place that has a gift certificate and they say... yeah, sorry, it's expired. Tell them, no, it hasn't. There's a law that says it can't, and fight. Fight and get the thing and hammer the thing.
We've got to get copies of that law distributed around the Internet.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, well, it goes state to state. The other thing is I want everyone to buy their thing with their gift certificate and demand change.
Oh, yeah.
That whole we don't give change thing is the biggest cluster F there is. We just we don't give change. I got a $100 gift certificate. I spent $87.75. Yeah, I'm gonna need $12.25 back. Yeah, we don't. No, you got to find something for. There's nothing that's exactly that price. Well, yeah, because now you got to spend more. I mean, you buy something that's $27, you chip in another $15. That's how they do it. Really? No, we don't. We don't give change. So it's like, wait, listen, you a-hole. If I handed you a $100 bill, what would you say? Sorry, no change.
Oh, that's not a good
certificate. Let's go to the bargain bin.
Yeah.
Get yourself a tie or a old Fleetwood Mac CD for $12. Really, no change? Oh, it's $100. See, here's what I'm saying, everybody. This is the message. This is my overall message when it comes. This is the bigger picture message that I'm making for the gift certificate. When you give people the power, they abuse it.
Right.
This is what happens. It's
true.
You give a guy $100 and say, just give me a piece of paper back. As soon as he gets that $100 put safely into his wallet, now he's got policies. Oh, here's my, oh, no, we don't, no, I don't give change
even,
on that.
I think that's
I don't
even...
give change on that $100. I'm sorry, buddy, it expired. I know it was going to be $100, going to be redeemable for I was going to be able to detail your car anytime. But you know what? It's over. No, you can't have $100 back. Isn't it great how when people make policies, they oftentimes it's in their favor.
Strangely enough.
Strangely. Coincidentally, yeah. Stores have all sorts of policies. You can't get a gift certificate and get your money back.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Right.
Why? Oh, it's policy. It's policy. Yeah. Here's what you need to answer with the policy, which is you got to tell them what your personal policy is, which I told that effing Barney's of New York, which is my policy is I get change on all gift certificates. So now we got a little policy. We got what you call a Mexican standoff here of policies. Yeah, it's our policy. Kiss my ass. I got the money out of them, though. Believe you me.
David Allen Greer tomorrow night.
Yeah. And you guys can do anything you want if you're willing to wait long enough, make a big enough stink.
Yeah.
I'm sure your wife's told you that many times.
No.
Huh?
Too busy.
Yeah, but listen, don't be a pain in the ass and ask for stuff that you don't need or that you don't deserve. That's what I want to say. That's what
right.
made me think of your wife, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a problem. Okay. My problem is, of course, because I'm calling you guys, I cannot orgasm by myself or with anybody.
Well, that's sort of a common thing at your age.
Yeah, but it, like, sucks really bad.
Do you feel like you should or need to?
No, not at all. Like,
all right, well, when the time comes, you will.
You know what's actually nice, Drew?
Yeah.
Everybody just says no, not at all.
To whatever
you say, so you just tricked her into getting off the phone. Well, do you feel like? No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I always like that.
That's it.
That's my favorite black athlete thing. You threw 13 interceptions in the first quarter. Do you feel that hurt your team chance? No, not at all. All right. No, not at all. All right, so Ashley doesn't feel that way.
So she doesn't need it, doesn't want it, has no drive for it, and that's her biology.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Do you feel like we should be asking more questions?
Sure, if you want to.
Oh, she tricked me, Drew.
No, not at all. That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys did trick me. Thanks.
All right. So, now you have a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah, but she has no drive even alone, not interested in orgasm.
Yeah, I am. Like, I try to. It just doesn't happen.
But you're trying to because you're curious about what it would be, not because you have a need to do it.
Right.
Yeah. You one day you will have a need to
do it. Oh, yeah. 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 You don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
Okay, so
you don't know from misery. The 17-year-old male.
Right.
What?
This is normal, then?
Yes, it's quite normal. Is there anything about you we should know? Are you on medication? Do you have medical problems? Trauma history?
Well, I'm on medication, but I mean, like, it's nothing, like, that should interfere. It's
what medicine?
An antidepressant.
Yeah, well, that interferes badly. Which antidepressant?
Celexa, but I mean, I just started it, though. I mean,
all right. Well, just know that it's gonna. That medicine can make it almost impossible to orgasm.
Norgasm.
Yeah.
That'd be a good antidepressant, wouldn't it?
What's Norgasm.
It Norgasm.
Yeah.
You could probably pass something. Norgasmical. You could pass that, couldn't you? Just people would be secretly. they would be attracted. Yeah, you have orgasmatrol. I think you might be able to get away with that. I mean, you can just name your stuff, right?
That's
invent
right.
Something.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to love inventing my when I invent my lie detector machine.
Yep, huge.
Revolutionizes the court systems.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Mark?
Hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
Just want to say, Adam, I enjoyed you on Savage Nation. Great appearance.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even say anything.
It was very entertaining. A different kind of sense of you, but it was really nice.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know it, Savage Nation is a radio show in which a guy, Michael Savage is his name. He blows harder than any man has ever blown before. I mean, he is a blowhard. And let me say this. Let me blow hard about this guy's blowhardiness.
Yeah.
Here's what you got to be a blowhard. You got to be white. You got to be slightly overweight. Or my ex-manager and Drew's current manager fits the bill perfectly. You have to be in your mid-50s, early 60s.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you got to love the sound of your own voice. You have to be smart, but not entertaining, but yet have a story, but not be entertaining. And people shouldn't know why they don't like you, but they don't. But you just wax on and wax on. You got a big belly, and you just blow hard. Michael Savage is a blowhard, but I think he's Jewish, which. But listen, Drew, that there's a different breed. There's a Jewish blowhard that takes it to another level. That is the Goyim blowhard with a thesaurus. Yeah. In a dictionary, you know what I mean?
Right.
And for some reason,
rocket fuel.
It knows medicine like Marcus Welby,
right.
And the law.
Right.
You know, when you get the Jewish blowhard, right. Now that's blowhard with a turbocharger on it.
Right.
But a slightly more tolerable than the Goyim blowhard, who's never really entertaining. The Jewish blowhard is entertaining half the time.
Because of all the information that's flying out.
Things are entertaining all the time. Yes. Something catches. Yes. Something else. That's,
and so what was the discussion about?
Michael Savage of the Savage Nation is a huge Crank Yankers fan.
Oh, God.
So he decided I should be on his show via the phone to talk about Crank Yankers, but all he wanted to talk about was the puppets he liked and last time he ran into Liz Taylor. I didn't say a word. I just sat there on the phone while he just jacked himself off.
Was it fun?
No, wasn't. Okay. I was, you know, and it's funny because people listen and they'll go, "Well, how come you didn't say anything?" And it's like when you're on the phone talking to a radio show, and someone's just going a mile a minute like I am right now. Who are we just talking to, Derek or Mark? We're talking to Drew.
I think it was the girl that's off the line now.
Mark.
Hi.
Yeah, we're just talking to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I was just wondering.
I didn't say anything on that guy's show.
I know. He was like, I met Nancy Reagan. I've been there 10 minutes. I was like, oh, my God, this annoying guy.
Yeah, he worked into a story about how he met Nancy Reagan in the middle of asking me about crank anchors and didn't want to hear anything. I mean, Mark, what'd I say, 8 words?
He got everything wrong, knew nothing, and you just had to correct him every other moment.
Yeah. Well, he's blowhard. But anyway, it's a fun radio show to listen to.
Hmm.
Go ahead, Mark.
I was just wondering, if I mailed you guys a copy of Love and Death, would you be able to sign that by any chance?
Yeah. I
know
you love that movie.
One of my favorite Woody Allen films. I know you guys, it's like the only one you agree on, so.
No. We found our love for each other through that film.
We love Love and Death, and we did agree on Crimes and Misdemeanors as well.
Yeah.
Oh, great one, Martin Landau. Great one.
Yeah. Mark, you're way ahead of the curve at 18.
Yep.
And let me say something to all you pussies out there who are thinking, what's he know? He knows something. I don't know. I never heard of that movie. You're the idiots. You're the idiots. Not Mark. Mark's 18. Mark's seen some well-crafted movies made by
a guy
in his prime.
Yeah.
Who's cranked out a lot of crap since, but these are two great examples of great Woody Allen movies, and the fact that he knows them and is familiar with them makes him a better person, not a geek. Thank you, Mark.
Yet it will not translate into...
Not 1 ounce of pussy. Not 1 ounce. But you know what? We will definitely sign anything... Let me ask his question.
How about
just,
that?
I'm just going here for a second, Drew. Right. But I'm just tired of this society. I don't know when it started. I guess the less you know, the cooler you are. And if you know something that someone else doesn't know, it's like,
gotta hide it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? Didn't we used to be the other way?
Yeah.
And you know what it is? Yeah. Here's what I think it is. I think as a society, we're so age oriented. We're so...
Youth-oriented, you mean?
Youth-oriented.
Yeah, there's some of that.
Yes. Well, I say age in the sense that I mean that we'll discriminate against one.
Yeah.
We're wrapped up in age.
Yes.
I mean, if you're a chick and you're in your 50s, look out.
Right.
We're going to beat the crap out of you. And if you're 16, if you're Avril Lavigne, perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And here's the deal.
Mm.
Well, the less you know, the younger you seem.
Yeah.
And if you're a 17-year-old who knows a lot, you seem like you're 28.
Well, we also, again, 30, 40 years ago, decided that the man insisted on educating kids, and the man insisted on knowledge, and that wasn't natural.
Yeah.
And we should just forego all that, and then it became cool to be brain dead.
I just think people are dumber than they've ever been, and I think part of the deal is, and I know it from... hanging around this radio station and talking on the phone to people. People haven't heard of anything and are defiant about it. Tara, don't call me Tara. Never heard of one movie or anything. And she'd always be like, so what? I wasn't buying it. And she was like, she was angry about
everything.
She was angry about everything. Yeah. But the point is You're supposed to be on the defense because you don't know something. And don't give me that age crap like I never heard of Louis Armstrong or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're supposed to know stuff. All right, where were we?
We're still talking to Mark, yeah.
Oh. Mark.
Yep, hi.
Yeah.
So now you may ask your question. Go ahead.
Sure. It's just a kind of a question. I smoke pot very occasionally, not a lot. But when I do, I'll get, like, localized pain either, like, sometimes in my eyes or sometimes in the finger.
Huh.
Like, on my ankle and extremity for some reason.
I get it in the eye sometimes. A seed explodes.
Seriously?
Sparking
your
up
own
that
seed.
Bong.
Oh, that seed, I see.
Seed, you get some bad shake in there. Seed, pow.
Do they still have that? Does pot still come with seeds? Or was that a quaint throwback to the past?
You got to put it, you got to take the weed, you got to spread it out on your Dark Side of the Moon record album, and you got to clean it,
man. They call
it
cleaning,
yeah. You got a lot of shake in there, man.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about the pot?
Well, I mean, what is that? I just do it recreationally, not to affect my studies or anything, but is that just going to stay? Is that just a normal side effect sometimes? It'll just give localized pain? Or like?
No, I've never heard of that, but pot can cause very strange symptoms once in a while, and usually with sort of anxiety. That's kind of the overriding symptom.
Yeah. My mom had a nice pot plant.
Nice.
Yeah. Showed one of my buddies, Hamid Cobb, the school troublemaker, and he was gone the next day.
He took it?
He's in jail in Cincinnati now. Yeah. That's the beauty about, you know, you hang out with these guys, and then later on you go, where is old Hamid? He's in the joint. You go, oh, yeah.
Good
oh,
fits.
Sure.
Yeah. Who else would be there?
Yeah, why? Oh, what took so long? Oh, he was 19. Yeah, still seems kind of late. Derek?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 23?
Yeah, I got a quick question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I am engaged to a girl now. She's 21, I'm 23. She has a 28-month-old little boy.
Yeah.
And the dad is
28.
You couldn't call him a complete deadbeat. He's kind of in and out of his life in spurts. And when I was going to high school, and actually my ex-girlfriend, a lot of my friends whose dads weren't around, they had a lot of psychological problems. And my question is, if there's anything I can do for AJ to maybe make it a little bit easier on him not having his dad around.
Yeah, you can be the dad.
Let me say this.
And certainly not leave.
Try and take a guess where Hamid's dad was.
Yeah.
Not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the
things
that...
I definitely plan on being there for him. I mean, I do.
Yeah, but you got to really, you have to commit yourself to being the father, being in this kid's life every single day from now on, no S, and that's it. But listen, the one thing that research has shown about fathers and kids who don't have fathers is the one universal finding is the males have extreme difficulty containing aggression. They never learn to contain their aggression. And you being there will help him do that and help him just role model you. The fact that he's abandoned, if he were a two-year-old girl, there would be more of an impact, frankly.
If he were a two-year-old girl, dude...
Wow. The dad leaving and you not being the biological father would leave a little bit on the female. But on the guy, they tend to adjust to this one. If the mom had gone, the kid would have been affected.
Let's put it this way. When there's a two-year-old girl and the dad leaves, her boyfriend or husband or whoever pays the price. When it's a two-year-old boy and the dad leaves, society pays the price.
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Thank you.
Except the men, again, seem to be able to respond to a surrogate. If a stepdad steps in, they get it together, if it's a good stepdad.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what happened with me. My dad, you know, moved out, but Zorback stepped in. Pot-smoking, hippie loser.
What does this guy look like? What do he look like?
Picture did Jim Ignatowski with a beard and ponytail. Like,
wow.
You just smelled like hemp and hash oil and these hippies. You know, my mom is a hippie.
Oh, those childhood memories. Aren't they quaint?
House became
the
sort
scent of
like
the
a
house.
Flop house. Just a bunch of super loser guys. I mean, imagine guys like in their later 30s, early 40s, just sort of flopping. You know, I mean, people are essentially bums back then. It was cool.
It was the cool thing to do.
You wanted to drop out. Just drop out, man.
Don't shower. Don't bathe.
Yeah, remember it. I was living in it.
No.
It's like, don't clean anything, don't do anything. I mean, you know, here's the whole thing. You guys remember grunge, like, you know, Kurt Cobain grunge. That was...
nothing.
That was nothing. This was real grunge. This was filth.
Yeah, this was... You walk by people, these hippie guys, and they'd knock you over with their smell.
Yeah, I mean, the mid-90s and early 90s grunge was... I'm going to go out to Abercrombie and Fitch, get myself a nice plaid shirt, and then I'm going to wear the elbows down so it looks like they've worn through. This was a guy just wearing a potato sack with a boner.
Right.
Smelled like sack.
Yeah. Maybe that's where a lot of our street folks came from, ultimately. It makes sense.
All right. I'm going to kill myself. You want to come with me?
No. You can just go right ahead.
All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Tina. 33-year-old boyfriend can't keep boner anymore. We'll talk to her. She's 20 after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer is going to be in here tomorrow night. Or as I know him, Dag.
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's canceled a couple times.
No, he canceled once. Or was it more
I think
than
it was
once?
Twice. Yeah, twice.
Twice. Yeah. Well, you know, he used to be my main man. But if he cancels again, he's going to be in my doghouse. Yeah?
Yeah.
Go to hell!
That's what I'm talking about.
Hopefully he just got dumped by some hooker or something, and he comes in here fired up because he's
that's a good bet.
He's always at his funniest, nuttiest when he just gets dumped. People don't know how crazy that guy really is.
Anyone listened to that one show about 6 months ago knows.
Yeah, he is nuts, boy.
That was about 6 months ago?
No, that was about a year plus ago, I think.
Broke up with a girlfriend who'd been hosing around town without any knowledge.
Sleeping with a bunch of her clients
and his friends.
Yeah, well, she was like a publicist or something, and she was getting it on with her clients, and I guess David found out about it.
It was bad times for him.
Bad times for him, but good times for us and the listeners.
Oh, boy.
All right. Tina?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm 20 years old. My boyfriend's just about ready to turn 33 here on Sunday, and we tried having sex tonight. And he just can't keep an erection. And it's been kind of going on now for a little bit. And it just kind of hurts my feelings because...
Hold on a second. You confused me a little bit. When did you first try to have sex?
Going on for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been going on for like maybe, I don't know, 2-3 months now.
When did you first try to have sex with him?
When did I try first having sex with him?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So we had sex yesterday. And it was,
didn't she tell the story as though this was something that had just happened? And then she said it had been going on for a while now?
Yeah.
That's my confusion.
Well, stop being confused, because I knew what you meant.
What does she mean?
Well, she just... What she's doing is she's trying to soft sell it. Like, oh my goodness, this happened, and then this has been going on for some time. Right. You know, as you scratch beneath the surface, you realize there's maybe a little more here. And she's been having some feelings about it, like she's not feeling attractive. Tina?
Yeah, that's totally true.
All right.
I mean, because I'm not unattractive. I mean, I'm not like, whoa, she's like really hot, but I'm like definitely pretty good looking for, I guess, what I am. But,
What are you? What are you?
I'm like half Asian, half Italian.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Baby, you don't have to apologize for that. Yeah. You're a little nutty, but I like that. That's a good combo. Let me tell you something. The Asians, they need to be cut just a little bit.
Cut down.
You need to step on them.
I mean, cut with a little baby powder.
They need to be stepped on. Yeah, like when you got some pure cocaine and you step onto it with a little baby laxative.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when you get the mixture just right. And that's you, Tina.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good combo. That's that Eurasian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, he used to smoke, I mean, it's not smoke, like snort crystal meth, and he smokes a lot of cigarettes, and he smokes pot. I don't smoke pot anymore because I get anxiety attacks from it, so So I don't know if that's probably the reason why he's not.
That is at least some of the reason. Okay. Certainly, Crystal can do it. He's probably still doing a little speed or something. The pot can do it. Cigarettes absolutely can progressively restrict the blood supply to the penis and have ultimately a profound effect on the blood supply.
Yeah. What's up with this guy? What's he do for a living?
He is a parts runner, which basically he gets like things from one company and he has to send it to another company.
Does he physically drive it over there?
Yes.
Yeah, and listen, I love the way you describe things. He has to send it. No, he doesn't send it. He schleps it.
He's handed it, and he gets in his car.
He gets on his moped,
yeah.
And he drives it across town like some sort of drunken mule.
Yeah.
This guy's 33. I mean, this is serious loser behavior here.
Yeah, he still lives at home with his parents.
Oh, my God.
It's really bad. I know, but I really like him.
Sure, yeah. What's not to love?
He's an untreated addict, Tina. Untreated addict.
What do you got going? What's wrong with you?
Can't keep an erection.
What's wrong with me? I don't know. A lot, I guess.
Evidently. Your dad was an alcoholic?
No, he used to abuse me when I was little.
He's
different now. Like, he loves you, yeah. Adam Carolla. He loves you,
all abusive right. guys like do. All abusive guys like him.
Is this the guy, the Italian one or the Asian one?
He's Italian.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Paisan.
Give me a hug.
But, Tina, he didn't drink when he used to be abusive to you?
He used to drink, but I guess he would just started having... like high blood pressure.
All right, but that's what I'm talking about. He's an alcoholic, and in his disease, he was abusive to you, and so now you're very attracted to alcoholic addicts.
All right, look, this guy is a loser.
Oh, I know.
All right, now look, just are you so scared to be on your own that you can't be without this guy for a few short months until you glom onto some other guy?
No, I guess I can, because I mean I went from a relationship that was like really good, and I still really like the guy that I dumped, and I kind of
you dumped him because he was available. It was a real relationship. All right. You can't tolerate
this guy's no good. You need a little therapy. What are you doing with your life?
I work as a retail clerk at like a company.
At a company.
Yeah.
Fine. And listen, it doesn't matter. You're 20.
Yeah.
You got 20 years before I'm going to screw with you.
Stop and shop.
Plus, you're Asian. So
that means
you got potential.
Gap, Benetton. She could be a Benetton.
Yeah. Actually, I got all those colors over there.
What?
I'm actually really stupid. I mean, it's pretty evident, right?
No, that's not.
It's not a cognitive thing, not an intellectual problem. Yeah. It's an emotional problem.
It helps, though. But no, this is just your dad screwed you over. You're attracted to the wrong guys, and that's it. It's not about being stupid.
How come people can't get the fact that attraction comes from trauma? They just can't. They can't get it. They can't get their head around it. Hmm. It's nowhere in our culture. No one teaches it.
No. Yeah, that's all right, Drew.
It's kind of frustrating, is it?
It is, but then I start drinking, and it all goes away.
Yeah.
All my troubles melt away. Pour myself a nice glass of red wine.
You're going to be like one of my...
I got TiVo.
You are my Empire State Building. When it comes time to treat you, it's going to be...
TiVo and booze.
I mean, it's going to be a monumental project.
Forget about the booze. You would work on that TiVo. It's about 70 hours of that each day. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I go home, and I watch TV for about 2 hours, about an hour, 45 minutes when I come home at night. I watch about 180 hours of programming. I just watch I watch Modern Marvels on the building of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's an hour long show. I watch it in 14 seconds, and then I switch on. I'll watch whole movies, watch everything. And I watch movies on DVD. I watched Smoking the Bandit 2 the other night. Took about 11 minutes. Jerry Reed singing a song. Better fast forward through
that. That's about the entire content.
Yeah, come on, how dare you attack my Smoking the Bandit movies. Abraham?
Hey, hello.
You're 18.
Yep.
Uh-oh, Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Very much.
You got to think about getting out of there.
We just played Bakersfield.
I can't, somehow, is Abraham your real name?
Yeah.
Abraham in Bakersfield?
They're going to run you out of that town real soon.
He's just stopping by.
Yeah. You're not long for that town.
No, I'm not.
All right, so what's up?
I was just wondering how you and Drew get along outside of the show.
Swimmingly.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. We talk on the cell phone on the ride home every night for 22 minutes.
Because we don't do enough talking on the radio together.
Yeah, I mean, you want to hear gay. Let me give you gay. We leave the radio station at 12:00. What do you think it is? 12:02 and a half?
At the latest.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If we have to take a picture with somebody and get out of
here
at 12:04, we're angry.
Yeah.
All right, we leave here at about 12:02 and a half, maybe 12:03, get in our cars, my phone rings, and then Drew and I speak until I get into my kitchen. Once I get in proximity of my TiVo, then, of course, I got my booze, my precious, or my medicine, as I call it, and then my TiVo, and that's it. But, no, Drew, I am, by the way, and let this be a lesson, everybody. I don't know what kind of lesson, but I got two partners. One is Jimmy and one is Drew. And I get along great with both of them and still like. I mean, you know, I go to Jimmy's every Sunday for 8 hours and watch football. I really enjoy hanging out with him. I really enjoy hanging out with Drew. You don't have to hate the people that are around you. You can surround yourself with good people and enjoy yourself. Abraham, that's why you need to get out of Bakersfield. There ain't no Jimmys or Drews in Bakersfield.
No, you're right. There's not.
All right.
All right. Abraham's lighting up the highway there, getting out of town.
All right, buddy.
Do you guys ever get in arguments outside? Have you ever done that before?
No, our fights are on the air, almost without exception.
I'll tell you what we'll get into arguments about is once in a while, Drew will try to undermine my authority when we're talking. Here's the thing. The way stuff traditionally gets done around here at Love Line I've threatened not to come in at a certain point.
Yeah.
And Drew will always try to make it nice. Like when we wanted to move studios, Anderson said, could you push back your ultimatum date where you won't come in because I'm going to be on vacation?
And asshole.
I said, I can't do that. And Drew said, why can't you do that? And I said, I'm because a date's a date, and that's when I stopped coming in, like I did with the security guard, by the way. Trying to get a security guard for 8 months. Cheap sons of bitches wouldn't get us one. Just walking out into a dark parking lot, walking out into the street every night. So eventually I just said, I'm not coming in after this date. And lo and behold, it's great management, by the way, where you just have every time you want something, you have to threaten not to come in. Otherwise, you won't get it. But anyway, Drew was saying to Engineer Anderson, no, let's push the date back. Come on, Adam, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's what Drew does. He gets in the way.
He doesn't like just Drew, though. Everyone.
No, but he's right.
Every three-toed sloth around here wouldn't move for anything.
But the whole Love Line team was sticking up for me, except for you.
That's the team that's going to die in that dump known as Westwood One. That's the team that couldn't move the goddamn show for a year and a half.
Don't personalize Anderson. What he's actually getting onto is actually a serious problem I have, which is I'm very codependent. Very. I don't set limits well, and if I see somebody who needs something, I'm like, okay, let's help that guy.
Therapy.
Yes, sir. Well, I better than I used to be.
Drew's too good.
Yeah.
But in the process of being too good,
it undermines. That's right. It's not right, and I don't even know I'm doing it. And that's where you somehow think I have a sinister consciousness operating. Operating the controls.
Yeah. Then I just start yelling at Drew. Yeah. Listen, if you're not going to do anything, just shut up.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, see, there you go.
But you're better off of me just shutting up.
Yeah, I am.
To get stuff done, yeah.
No, I mean, let's try that now.
All right.
Ready, go. Okay, that's good. You know, I was thinking about the other day, someone was talking to me about, remember when your wife gave that crazy Asian guy my cell phone number so he could try to sell me knives? And he called me Sunday morning at the 9 o'clock. You know, once in a while, you start talking about a story that happened, and there's ones you sort of waxing poetic about or nostalgic about or whatever, and then you start telling stories, and you go, what the F was she thinking? What was that? She gave this guy who was barely a stranger to her. I mean, she knew the guy a little bit, but not too good. And this guy was the most obnoxious man ever born. And he wanted to sell Drew's wife some knives. So Drew's wife said, and he probably said, who else could I sell some knives to? And she said, how about Adam Carolla? And he said, fine. And she said, here's his cell phone number, which I now... While I was telling this story and getting outraged yesterday at the office, I was thinking, you know, I bet she went to Drew and Drew gave her that cell phone number.
I'm trying to remember if that's in fact what happened.
About right.
That does sound about
right. And then
right.
This son of a bitch called me on Sunday morning. It was like 9-something and wanted to get together. And I was like, who is this? I don't know who this is. Oh, you don't know me. I just want to sell you some knives. And then I finally agreed to buy some cleavers off this a-hole. And the guy just turned out to be a sociopath. Go buy some cleavers off him for like $120 a piece. Let's buy one for me and one for Jimmy. And then he got so bent out of shape about the fact that I wasn't buying the Paul Bunyan set for $8,000. I finally told him to F off and I wasn't going to buy his crappy cleavers. And then he went nuts. What an idiot that guy is. Jesus Christ. And what the hell is your wife giving my cell phone number for? Do you realize how crazy out of bounds that is? Do you realize how far your wife has spun out into the stratosphere?
Well, how about the fact that I probably
provided the
number?
How about the fact that you number? Gave her my number? You got to, Drew.
Not just remember, a guy's bringing knives into your house.
Yeah, okay. Let me say this, please.
Hey, high school student at my kid's high school. Off to Brown. Yes.
Oh, God.
He's now comes back every year and coaches my daughter in volleyball.
Keep an eye on him because they're going to open a knife-throwing act. Your daughter's going to be on a piece of spinning plywood while Pan throws steak knives at her.
That's just Pan now.
That's just Pan. Jesus Christ, like they hit him with a frying pan. Driving me nuts. All right, but anyway, here's my point, Drew. Your wife's a little nutty. Fine. That's your thing. You dig it. Fine. That's good. I can see that. Everyone's got their own thing going on. That's fine. You, though, being the sane one of the two, have to realize, like, you need, like, a safe word for society. You know what I mean? Like, hey, my wife's a little nutty. She doesn't really have boundaries. She likes to just sort of steamroll. She does her own thing. Fine. That's her thing. You're attracted to it. And like I said, I can see that. But you're the one who has to slide in as the voice of reality when she starts wanting to give Pan my cell phone number so you can sell me knives Sunday morning.
But I don't have good boundaries either, and that's the problem.
Yeah. But no. But that's, you're the sane one.
I need the sane one
of the group.
Well,
that's where you guys start thinking.
Both of us need a better boundaries. Right.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Listen, I don't blame her. Like with her, it's like, if, you know, animal escapes from the zoo. You don't blame the animal. You got to build a bigger fence. Well, I mean, listen, she does her thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
She does her thing like the animal at the zoo does their thing. They do their thing. You're not going to stop her from doing her thing.
You know, it hurts her very much to hear you talk about her like this.
Well, someone should say something. She should hear this. She does her thing.
What does that mean?
I mean, she's got energy. She's going to do her thing. Here's what I'm saying.
You like lap dogs.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I don't want to launch off into too big a tack. What I'm saying is I appreciate your wife for the kind of person she is. She's fun to hang around with. She's got her good qualities. I can see why you're attracted to her, and I see all that stuff in her. I also see that she's set in her ways, for lack of a better term. Yes, we all should strive to be better, but I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on her. I look at her as she's her. That's her. She does what she does.
And we all know
people that are this way, by the way. You love them.
Yeah.
You hang out with them. But there's people that just do what they do.
Right. This is pretty much everybody.
I'm putting your wife into that category.
All right. But that's my problem, too, because I do what
yes,
I do, too.
You
yeah.
do. But I think you have more potential for lateral movement.
Okay.
And at least should have more.
Okay.
I hold you to a slightly higher standard.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And for someone who's... been through as much, read as much, and done as much as you. You should have a little light going off in your head when she's asking for my cell number so Pan can sell me a knife. Yes?
Cleaver.
All right. We're going to take a break, then we're going to take calls after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer, my main man, is going to be in here tomorrow night, God willing. He's canceled a few times. I'll straighten him out. I'll bring him down to earth. You know, he's all pumped up because he's on Life with Bonnie, and they gave him like an extra word and a half to say this episode, this season.
Huge star now.
Big star. I think he's big time. Yeah?
He can't be spending his time with us.
No.
No.
We'll straighten him out tomorrow night. Alex?
What's going on, Adam?
You're 20.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
It's concerning, I heard about this product on sports radio. It's called Therapin. And supposedly it makes your penis bigger.
Oh, well, it must be true then.
Yeah, if you heard on sports talk.
It has to be true.
No, actually, the reason why I have, like, I'm curious about it is because, they claim that it's been FDA approved. And basically, you do some exercises when your penis is not erect.
We had this guy call. We had a guy call last night about this.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. If you want to dangle a weight from the end of your dork, it will make it longer eventually.
Yeah, well, actually, it's on a weight. I mean, it's exercises that you do.
We know. It's called tugging off.
Okay.
Now, don't bother with any of this nonsense.
So it is all...
Just please, everybody.
The guy last night had a larger penis that wouldn't get hard, if you recall. That was the call last night. So it's not necessarily good for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get completely tumescent anyway.
Speaking of blowhards... let's turn on some sports radio. There you should get the ultimate blowhard. You guys that have to start every sentence with, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'll be honest with you. Peyton Manning is in the top five of NFL quarterbacks playing in this league right now. That's right. I said it. I'm honest with you. I'm open phone lines. Oh, shut up. What the, you ever tune into these guys?
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
What are they talking about?
I don't know. I'm not one of the guys that could listen to sports talk very much.
I always love it when... first off, I love it when the guys refer to the team as we.
Yeah.
I love it when the fans are we. And then I love the guys who call in and want to rearrange the lineup. When they go, we're feeling pretty good about our victory over Cleveland Monday night. I think if we took Isaac Bruce and moved him out into the flanker position and then started Warner, we could... It's like, what, we? You live at your mom's house and play with yourself most of the day, and then the rest of the day spent playing Electronic Battleship. What do you mean, we?
As soon as they lose, though, they always say they.
Yeah. Well, what happened with the Rams? What happened with your Rams? Well, they lost. They didn't execute. They didn't listen to what I said. And then they win. It's we again. And they just sit around talking about bizarre hypotheticals over and over and over again. And then the sports talk starts... The baseball season ended 10 minutes ago. They're always talking about, we may get Pedro Martinez during the offseason. You know? It's all this offseason discussion they're having. The goddamn season's not going to start for 3 months. Really? Can anyone care about a season that has like 160-something games in it? Really? Pivotal game 28 out of the 168? 163 or 167 or whatever? Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, everyone, just play the sports and watch some football on the Sundays. You don't have to call in the goddamn radio shows. Jason?
Yeah, this is Jason. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
All right, let me tell you the problem, and then I'll ask you my question. The problem is it takes me anywhere from, I'd say, 30 minutes to an hour to finish when I'm having sex.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Drew. I'm saying Jason's taking too long to come. There, I said it, okay? I'm going to be up front with our callers tonight.
All right, I'm glad we got that.
All right, thanks, Jason. Line one. So that one, too. They got to punch everyone out, right. Go everywhere every 10 seconds because right. They don't have anything to say. Joanne! Yeah, you're with the guys. Hey, let me be honest with you. Your teacher stares at you. I'm going to be honest with you. That's out of line. Thanks, Joanne. Let's hop the line. Let's go to the hotline. Emily.
Hey.
Yeah, line three. You and your friend began boozing at age 14. I don't condone. Let me be honest with you. I'm going to be straight out front. I'm going to say this, Drew. I don't care what anyone says. Not appropriate for 14-year-olds to be alcoholics. There you go. You heard it. I said it. I'm going to stand by it. I know I'm going to get flack for it. It's the other thing, too, this imaginary flack.
Right.
Yeah, because...
Because it's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. You're starting Ricky Williams in your fantasy football league. You're going to get a lot of flack. What? hell are you? How old are you guys? You're adult males, are you not? Jason?
Yeah.
45 minutes. It's half hour to 60
oh,
minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway,
are you on medication?
No. This isn't even, you know, this is just the beginning. The question is, am I doing anything that could hurt the woman, like, in the long run? Like,
yes, it's not going to. Yeah. Yes, you can.
You could blow a hole out the back of her lower spine. If
certainly,
you keep
it can irritate the heck out of things. And I guess could predispose to, well, certainly urinary tract infections. And, again, I need to ask some questions. Any medical problems?
No, not at all.
And how long does it take you when you're by yourself?
Probably, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
I mean,
so,
when I'm by myself, I mean, I don't just start out of nowhere. You know, I'm already pretty excited, you know what I mean?
When you're by yourself.
Yeah, like I'd be, you know, watching some porn or something and getting excited, so then I'd crack one off.
Yeah, but 15 minutes ain't cracking one off. That's dragging one
long. 15 minutes. I'd say somewhere around 10, isn't that what I...
Okay, well, you need to apply the Corolla method. Time-honored Corolla method of of masturbation. Sex is good, but it's not the real thing.
Yeah,
so bring around sex to the real thing.
See if you can shave a few minutes off that masturbation.
But and then whatever technique you use.
Yeah, get in that position.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. David Alan Greer, also known as my main man, is going to be in here tomorrow night talking about life with Bonnie and probably plugging some crappy gig he's doing somewhere.
Yeah!
Where's he always at?
Irvine Improv, yeah.
What the hell's wrong with him? Doesn't he know he has a TV show?
Yeah. He likes the people.
Out to Irvine. He doesn't like people.
He does. Get to practice his craft.
What craft? You stand up there and hack up a bunch of crappy jokes you told last week. Does anyone need that? Who needs that?
I've seen a lot of big names there. It's a good place.
All right. I don't trust guys who do stand-up when they don't have to, though. The guy's got money. Why is he schlepping it? Could you imagine?
He enjoys it. He enjoys it. Adam, I know.
Yeah, right.
People
like heroin and they like to be sodomized with bowling pins.
That's right.
Hey, they like it. It's their thing.
They do.
Who are we to question? Can't question.
Just because you don't like it, it's all the same. It's all good.
It's all the same. There, you can't question, Drew. All right, you ready to move forward?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday. You know, he's probably doing it Thursday through Sunday, doing two shows.
Oh.
I'd eat a bullet before I did anything like that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh,
yeah.
What a crapped out. What a horrible weekend. Hey, but go out and see him. Right? Sarah?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up?
Who am I talking to? I was just on hold for like a minute. I was listening to doing the voices on the whole
That's thing. Us. You're talking to us.
Oh, okay. Hi. So I'm calling about... Did they tell you what I'm calling about? Or
no, just tell us. Please. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'm calling about the question in regards to use of condoms and at the same time use of birth control and probability of being pregnant.
Zero. You have birth control pill. Are you overweight or anything?
No.
And what pill are you taking?
Ortho tricycline.
Just with the pill, your chances are essentially zero. You add the condom in.
Of getting pregnant, your chances are zero? You're kidding.
Approaching zero. And you add the condom, now it is zero.
Uh-huh.
It's zero. No way you're going to get pregnant on condom.
With the condom,
and
so with both, it's impossible to get pregnant?
Virtually. I mean, it would be an immaculate conception. God himself would have to reach down and impregnate you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and that's...
Hang on a second.
Sarah, it's a viable option.
Yeah, Sarah, here's the deal. If you are... Listen to me.
Shut up.
If you are still anxious in spite of birth control and condom, you should not be having sex.
Pardon me?
If you are...
That's not... What's up with her?
Is she super
like distracted
anxious,
or
super
stupid?
Anxious. Crazy anxious.
Here's the whole thing about all these anxious people. Listen. Don't ask the questions. Is it people get so anxious? They're like, "Well, is it gonna?" And you go, "No, it's not gonna happen." But could it? No. It's not. About the fifth time you tell them the same thing, then just hang up on them. Like, do you really want an answer to your goddamn question if you can't hear it?
And hopefully she's listening, because God knows that she may be listening tomorrow night, to last night's show. But if she's still anxious in spite of birth control pills, Sarah, yes. If you're still anxious in spite of birth control pills and condom, you should not be having sex.
If you're what now? You should not be. If you're doing what and using what, you should not be having sex.
If in spite of,
I'm gonna take a leak.
Listen carefully.
I'm listening to Dr. Drew.
In spite of,
oh, that's obvious.
Using birth control pills and wearing a condom, you are still fearful of pregnancy. You should not be having sex.
Okay.
You are not ready for that.
Okay.
You are too anxious. There's something about it that's very troubling to you. Mm-hmm. You need to get some therapy before you. Before you
okay,
get
I have
go down the road.
Therapy.
All right, good.
Okay, what type exactly of therapy did you think?
Just individual psychotherapy.
What do you got going?
Going on.
Good.
Quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what's going on? Are you? Do you have any children?
Have an abortion.
And you're worried about that.
All right. And you have a boyfriend?
Not currently.
Mm-mm. Now, you seem kind of anxious, maybe even a little neurotic. Do people tell you that?
Not often, no.
Right. But they're just not being truthful.
As it pertains to this issue, very anxious.
Right.
Now, maybe it's your feelings about the abortion that you're having trouble with, but...
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
How's life going for you?
Fair.
You're 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sound about 16.
15.
Pardon me? Yeah. Oh, I have a very high voice. I don't know why. Yes, people tell me that all the time. I have a high voice.
Well, because something happened to you. Something traumatized you growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oh, what happened growing up? It just to be your basic stuff. I mean, family things.
Were you sexually abused?
No.
Hmm?
No, I was not sexually abused. I was not sexually abused, but there were other problems.
Yeah. Physical abuse?
I watched siblings be physically abused.
Uh-huh. So like a drunken dad?
Not drunken, but enraged.
Uh-huh.
I would say.
Right. Did you see somebody killed or something?
Wait a minute. He didn't abuse you? He just abused siblings?
I don't recall exactly. It's kind of a foggy memory of it. So.
Okay.
I'm sure you got caught in the crossfire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, little therapy for you there, Sarah. And when I mean like 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years.
And I've actually been doing a lot of therapy like that.
Good.
Okay, good. You'll be fine then.
Okay.
That's enough. We're cool.
Well,
you're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just get the therapy. You'll be good. That's all you need. I'm not going to fix anything tonight.
No.
She doesn't have a boyfriend, so I'm not worried about her getting pregnant.
Yeah.
By the way, we never really talk about this, but... being a kid and seeing a sibling being physically abused got to be horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean...
terror is the experience of trauma. That's it. You get terrorized, you're being traumatized. Your brain is changed by that when you're growing up.
Yeah. It's also how Barbara Walters pronounces where the chick lived in Gone with the Wind, by the way.
Terror.
Mm-hmm. Jacob, you know, I was watching Barbara Walters. Who the hell was she? I can't remember who she's doing an interview with, but I'm going to come with it. But it'll come to me in a minute. But she kept ending the girl's name with an R. And the person's name was like Lisa, and I was calling her Lisa. I don't remember. I'll figure out the name. I'll figure out who it was before the night's over, and it just cracked me up. And the part that cracks me up is none of the producers pipe up and go, hey, Barbara. Listen, it's
doesn't
not,
sound right.
It's not Lisa. Hey, Jacob.
Yeah. Hello.
What's going on over there? You got
television?
The American Indian over there doing some sort of ceremony in your living room?
No, I'm just watching The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which Simpsons is on?
I don't even know. Some one where they pick up his dad, Homer's dad, and then they they get stranded in the jungle. I don't know. I got all into it though.
With the dad.
You got all into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't describe it to somebody.
Can't really describe it.
No, I just started watching it right now because I got bored of holding, you know?
All right, buddy.
Yeah, all right. I got this question, you know? I was like, my girlfriend likes it, like I shaved on there, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, I got this bump for a while, like just one. It wasn't, you know how sometimes you get like a little rash, like razor rash? Yeah. And I was listening to it last time and they said put deodorant on, so I tried it.
Who said
deodorant?
That?
Deodorant?
Yeah, some girl on your show said to put deodorant on. And I grabbed, like, you know, I put deodorant on. It's like
I guarantee you, I promise you, no one said that.
Oh, I swear. I was listening to this.
No, talking about the benzoyl peroxide, he told me.
No, that's what the girl said on this.
All right, hold on. But first off, you're listening through Jacob's ears.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are like a cheese cloth wrapped around a sponge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jacob's not. Jake would have. I'd love to show him a movie and then have him describe to me what he saw at the end
of
the movie.
Well, we just got a load of that with the Simpsons.
So, Jacob.
Yeah.
And by the way, he was all into that.
Jacob, you, what are you doing? Do you smoke pot?
No, I've tried it a couple times. I do a lot of Nas, though.
What?
A lot of nitrous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Jacob, you got to be careful, buddy.
Yeah?
Because let me tell you something. You need your brain. You need it to tie your shoes. You need it to shave your nuts. You may even use it to get a job one day.
True, true.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. That's your satellite dish, buddy. And you don't want to be 25 years old and only getting three channels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, well. All right. Yeah, and I got like this one bump, you know?
On your ball sack.
No, like...
That's your brain.
No, like on the pubic area, you know?
All right, yeah, area, you got the right? bump. You got an abscess there.
Yeah,
right.
And like when I popped it once, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it looked like a zit kind of, but like some cream stuff came out. I don't know, it looked nasty though, and then...
Yeah, that cream stuff is called pus.
Yeah, pus.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's at the police.
Yeah. That's him. Listen, I've dealt with these people at the county hospitals. That's what you got. The human body is like some sort of mysterious instrument that belongs to NASA. Completely cannot process it.
Yeah. Got Tarta running NASA. Jacob.
Yeah.
Please listen to me. I don't care about your pussy balls. Would you turn the TV off and read a book every once in a while and stop huffing the nitrous? Please.
All right.
Please. What? You know what? Start watching the Discovery. Can you watch the Discovery Channel every once in a while?
I watch it every day.
You do?
Yeah, and the History
What do you watch? History? What do you watch?
History and Discovery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
You just watch for the commercials, or what are you looking for?
No, I'll watch it because I like it. It's cool.
All right. That's good.
Is your abscess gone?
Huh?
Is the abscess gone now? Has it healed up?
Yeah, it's gone already. But I was wondering, like, you know, what is it, you know?
Abscess. You're lucky. It's a carbuncle.
You watch Modern Marvels?
Nah. History,
what do you watch?
And like sometimes that, you know, that guy with an accent, Crocodile Hunter, that guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, but no other show? You don't know any of the shows you watch on either one of the channels?
Not really. I just watch them.
So you watch any period of history?
Yeah, like with Hitler and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot about that.
All right, good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Kelly Osbourne.
Or a military expert that called it, remember that?
No, really smart.
Okay, who are the Allied and the Axis powers?
In the what?
Oh, man.
Yeah, no.
You're 16.
All right, no, you don't know that at 16. The good guys and the bad guys.
Germany and then the United States and Asia. Asia was with Germany for a while. But then, you know, they, like, split up, kind of, because Hitler betrayed them.
Japan, yeah.
And then the Jews were the guys that they would beat up and burn.
All right. You got a good handle on it.
Oh, boy.
He's got a handle on it.
Yeah, he's smart.
It was the Jews against Asia. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right, just keep them sharp things away from your sack, or on second thought...
No,
perhaps
a little Darwinism in there. Yeah.
To reproduce wouldn't be the world's worst idea. Oh, by the way, I came up with my Barbara Walters. She did a whole story on Kelly Ripa from Regis and whatever TV show she has and all thing, and never stopped saying Kelly Ripper. Kelly Ripper was born, and Kelly Ripper grew up in. Kelly Ripper's the mother of three, and it's like. nobody ever said, and this is how you know you got to be a bitch. No one raises their hand and goes, "Hey, hey, Babs, it's not Kelly Ripper. Ripper, Kelly. Ripper's a name. It's Ripa.
She's the mother of three, Kelly.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. She just can't stand being home. You know.
Evidently.
All right. No. You just. And by the way, I know people have their own accent. They say words their own way. But when you're saying a name, you're actually changing the person's not doesn't have the same name anymore.
That's right.
It's no longer Ripa. No, it's Ripper.
Ripper. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were looking for her in the phone book, you wouldn't find her.
That's like Jack Ripper. Well, Roper. Like Roper.
It's Roper. Yeah. Joanne?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Like whenever I'm sitting inside my math class, the teacher that's like right down the hall has his free period, and I sit right in the front row, and so like he can walk in, start talking to my teacher, and just like stare at me.
And does he look at anybody else, or it just seems like he's looking at you?
Just me.
How often does that happen?
Like every time that he enters the room that I'm in.
Oh, well, that explains
it. Oh, so it's about three times. Yeah, how often, though?
Probably like two times a day.
Twice a day, every day.
Twice? He comes into your math class?
And sits there and stares?
Twice a day?
Well, not twice, just my math class. Like, once in my math class, and then once when I'm in, like, student aid or whatever.
So he comes in and just stares at you?
Doesn't, like, come in and just stare at me, but, like, he'll be talking to someone. And just, like, keep looking at me.
Does he ever talk to you?
No.
Well, fine. Keep it that way.
Are you attractive?
I would say I was, yeah.
I mean, here's what I'm saying. Sometimes there's just attractive people, no matter what age they are, and they catch your eye.
Man, yeah, men's eyes will go to that.
Women will do it, too. But,
men,
yeah.
But mindlessly.
Mindlessly. Yeah. If there's a very pretty blonde girl or something sitting in the front thing, a guy will just look at her. It doesn't mean anything. It's just sort of the way it's the way a cat looks at stuff that's moving around out in the yard.
Mouse running around the yard or something, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that because that means they're gonna go after it. I just mean they're on alert. They know what's going on. He's not talked to you. Why are you so freaked out? I mean, I can understand you having feelings about it, but you sound like traumatized by it.
I'm not the only person that he's done that to. Like last year,
that he's looked at.
Wearing, what?
You're not the only person he's looked at.
Yeah. Like last year, other people start wearing a sweatshirt in his classroom.
You had to, or someone else did?
Someone else did.
A friend of yours.
Yeah.
Had to, because he was staring at their breasts.
Yeah.
And they had Joanne.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. There's really nothing you can do about people looking at you.
Yeah.
If the guy offers you a ride home, don't accept it.
Right. Don't be alone in a room with him.
If he makes any bizarre overtures or wants to go out to lunch with you or anything, don't accept it.
And we're not saying that it's respectful or a great thing he's doing.
No, I'm just saying we're just living in the real world. Yeah, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
anything ever happened to you?
No.
No? You get along? Your dad's good? Your family's good? Everything's good?
Well, my mom and dad are divorced, but that happened when I was like 2, so.
Okay. Are you doing all right in school and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you just try to ignore him as best you can, and if he ever says anything or does anything, you just tell him no, and then you go talk to the principal about it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what percentage of guys that stare at chicks and creep them out actually do anything. I'm guessing it's a pretty low percentage.
I'd say 96% of males do that.
Yeah.
At some point.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Usually if a guy's a perv and he's going to make a move, he makes
he's
the move.
Slick, yeah.
He does something at some point. There's these they act on it. Yeah. So it's like if your cellmate in prison is planning on killing you, he probably does it the first week you're there. He's not going to wait to your fifth year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
And I don't know how these statistics work, but when guys make their move, guys who do this kind of thing, they do it. So the fact that he's not doing anything should suggest. You ever have any weird teachers, Drew?
Not really. One guy that kept his hands in his pants all the time, that was strange.
Really?
Yeah.
In his pants?
Yeah, he alleged it was to warm his hands. I mean, learned. You know,
he would slide them down the front of his pants? Yeah. Like under his belt?
Not down to his groin, but just like under his belt. Yeah, like he'd wear sweats and just do this all the time.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Why, by the way, why give 16-year-olds ammunition?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're Mr. Hand.
Yeah.
Mr. Hand on the dork. You know, like, what? Hey, Sir Tugs a lot. You know what I mean? Like, why even giving them anything?
Yeah.
I just realized most every one of my teachers is just a horrendous loser with their own weird problems. Just effed up. Just screwballs. I mean, that's LA Unified School District, so you got sort of you got the bottom of the barrel. But I got a couple of decent people, but I got some real
I can also remember some sort of 7th, 8th grade teachers hanging out a little bit strangely with the co-eds.
Yeah.
Like hanging out and sitting out in the patio with them for like in the afternoon. It's like a little like boundary.
Yeah.
In retrospect, profound boundary issues, but it seemed like back in the 70s, was like, that's cool. It's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
There's a cool teacher.
It was clear, by the way, when I was in junior high that there was a couple of male teachers that liked the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Junior high. They weren't the high school teachers, junior high teachers.
It's a very valid point. Yeah. It's very valid because when I was in high school, there weren't any of those guys.
No.
It was the guys who liked the 13, 14, 15-year-olds. And to the best of my knowledge, there was a couple of stories about guys doing stuff. And there was, around there.
Coaches and stuff, though.
Yeah, it was out there. But, yeah, nothing in high school but junior high. Yeah. Interesting. But, by the way, as a 13-year-old, it was understood. I mean, it was like, listen, I'm staring at her jugs, too. She's hot. Of course, you're sitting in the front of the class. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you kids don't really judge that much, especially the boys.
Of course not. Right. They haven't had the boundaries set up yet.
All right. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, yeah, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, dear friend. And main man, David Alan Greer, coming in here tomorrow night. We'll hop back to the phones. What do you say, Drew?
Let's go.
Feeling good about that?
Yeah.
All right. Next week, by the way, Jet, Hoobastank, and Michelle Branch in here. Some big-time talent coming in the studio. Are you ready to keep going?
Let's go.
All right. Jill.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
This is where you talk.
Oh, sorry. I have a question. My boyfriend has only lasted the longest for about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and I was wondering if that was normal, because my friend said that it's not.
You wonder what?
4 minutes, 30 seconds is his record?
Yep.
Ah, how do impressive. You? And by the way, how do you time that? How do you get to the end of the seconds part?
I don't know. I'm just estimating.
She's so into it. She's just watching the clock.
You just estimate. Why didn't you say 5 minutes? All right. You're estimating. No, that's a little bit short. But obviously, he's very attracted to you.
Okay. And can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Yes.
I cannot orgasm. Is that, like, unusual for my age, or am I doing something wrong?
You can't orgasm during intercourse, or you can't orgasm ever?
Ever.
So no masturbation, no nothing?
Yeah, well, I don't masturbate, but yeah.
Right.
So right.
That's because, you do not, that's part of the normal biology of a 17-year-old female.
But plus, here's the time, the time she has to orgasm with this guy is the time of an average hang time of an NFL punt.
Right.
It's about 4.5, yeah, but 5 seconds.
Again, no drive to masturbate. No, it's just not there. Again, get a 7-year-old male to keep his hands off his junk, right?
Right, right.
You got to cajole a female into doing it, to convince her that there's something in it for her because she doesn't feel it.
Right. Hey, Danielle. I mean, I'm sorry, Jill. Why? I was looking at the next call. Why are you? Maybe you shouldn't be having sex with this guy.
Right.
He doesn't seem very good at it. You don't really seem like you're that into it.
No, I am. I really like this guy.
I mean, you're into him being into you, but you're not really into the sex part, are you?
Yeah, so just have a relationship. You don't have to have the sex.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really into the whole sex thing, but...
Right, so you don't have to do that.
That's our idea, isn't it? Why is everyone going to make my idea their idea?
Absolutely not.
Hey, also, the guy's 20?
Yeah.
What's he doing? I'm not sure if I trust him. Are you in high school?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Working.
Hold on a second.
Working.
And not only is Jill in high school, but she sounds like she could be in junior high.
Yeah, she's the junior college candidate at high school.
My God.
So it'll be junior high school.
Yes.
Right.
So yes.
You go from junior high school to junior college.
And I know 20 and 17 doesn't sound like a huge gap, but...
That's enough. That's a different priority.
The thing, when you should have been out of high school for a couple of years, and you're basically banging around with some chick who's a senior who really is more ninth grade than she is senior, I don't know. Doesn't really like it, but likes the attention.
You are the Matthew McConaughey character from Dazed and Confused at that point.
That's right. Jill?
Yeah.
What's happening? You doing okay in school?
I guess.
Not really.
What grade you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior.
You're grade 12.
Grade 12.
And what are you going to do next year?
Go to college.
Which one?
I was looking at EOU.
OU?
EOU. Eastern Oregon.
Eastern Oregon University. Didn't know there was such a thing, but okay.
No, you're looking at them, but I suspect you're shopping junior colleges too, yes?
Yeah.
All
right.
And what does your boyfriend do? What does he do?
he's does concrete or something.
Okay. Women are always a little unclear.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like this guy. Okay, forget about it. Here's the thing. Don't get pregnant. Do not get pregnant. Don't
Trojan condoms, birth control.
Yeah, what are you using for birth control?
Pills.
Oh, good. Birth control pills. You take it regularly?
No. She's talking about milk duds.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the pill?
Yeah.
Take it at the same time every day?
Yeah.
All right.
Which one is it?
One that comes in a green package thing.
Okay. All right.
That's very helpful.
All right, listen. Okay. Jill, listen to me. You don't waste your time at that junior college. That's a roach motel. You get trapped there. It's a joke. Here's what happens, junior college. You walk in your first day of class, the teacher slams the door, you're stuck to the floor. It's like a bad dream, and everyone's just laughing. And you're seeing guys stuck to the floor, too, but then you just see bones stuck there, too. The people have been there for thousands of years. You never leave.
Yeah.
You never leave. Now, painted on the windows of the junior college, they draw drapes. You don't know this, Drew. They pull shades down. And they have murals on these shades. They have elaborate of Asian studying. So people who drive by think there's something going on.
Of course. Meanwhile,
you're just stuck to the floor. Teacher standing in front of the door laughing. And, maniacal, it actually echoes when he laughs. And like I said, you'll see the bones of family members there.
Are we pumping nitrous through the phone lines tonight to our callers?
Maybe. They're having a little trouble tracking.
Yeah, a little.
I'm just telling you, Jill, you get out, you go to a trade school. You don't go to regular school.
There you go.
And then, or get a job.
Right.
That's fine.
That's right.
No use dragging this college thing out. Danielle?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep. Well, I called last week about my dad molesting me since I was six.
Right.
And, I talked to my mom about it, and she talked to my dad about it, and he, came up from... He lives in the Bahamas because he's stationed there with the Navy, so he came back, and we've talked about it and everything, and he's going to, send himself to a psychiatrist, and...
Good.
He's planning on, changing around and everything. He denied it to my mom, but, I don't know, it seems like it's going to work out a little
bit. Good for you. Congratulations. Are you going to get some treatment yourself?
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure if I'm going to right
now. She's going out to the Bahamas, actually.
Yeah. You got to talk about it, too, to a therapist.
Right.
Because there may need to be some more action than just him sauntering up to a kindly therapist.
Were you saying that he had other kids or a new family or something?
No, he's still married to my mom, but he
was away. Maybe he's in Iraq or something.
He's stationed in the Bahamas, so that he lives there.
And the mom was...
God, it's like McHale's Navy.
Yeah, and it's been going on forever, and she was afraid to tell her mom.
Right. Hey, Danielle, so do you feel any better about the whole thing?
Yeah, a lot better.
Good.
That's good.
All right. So listen, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard this show enough to know that this happens quite often.
Right.
And you're not the only one.
And to know that it affects people rather profoundly and it needs some treatment.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the ones you hear call this show, now you're 15, but you hear people calling this show when they're 30, 35. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones who haven't got any treatment.
Right.
And those are the ones who married the guy who's doing it to their kid.
Right.
So, you're smarter than that. And I can tell just by hearing your voice you have potential.
Oh, thanks.
No, you do. Listen, believe me, I talk to a-holes and retards all night long. and then Drew off the air. You're not that person.
Mm-hmm. An a-hole retard.
You got something going on.
Thanks.
All right, but here's the deal. Now, you've had some bad things happen to you, so you're going to have to do a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to do that work?
Yeah, and I'm planning on, getting counseling, obviously, and, I have really good grades, so I'm, going to go off to college far, far away.
Good.
Away from Florida, yes. Good move, yeah.
Because Florida sucks.
They don't have any colleges over there in Florida, do they, Drew?
Got a bunch of them, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
just about 700 million
I have
students.
Another quick question. The show doesn't play in where I am now, because I just moved this summer from Maryland, and I heard it there, but it's not here. And is there any way that you guys can get a radio station here?
I don't know. Where are you?
Yeah, first of all, you would have more of a chance of getting that than we would. Where are you?
I'm near the Palm Beach area.
West Palm Beach for a while, I thought.
Oh.
I thought we did. But be that as it may, there's a site on the internet, I think, KNRK, Portland radio station, I think, broadcasted on the internet, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that
I think
KNRK?
So. Yeah, I think so.
All right. So what do you do?
Just look for their website, and I guess you can, I heard
really?
It at one time you could get it there anyway.
Chris, go to KNRK.
Yeah.
And go to their website. Yeah. Chris just told me to F off. Go to their website and see if you can find the radio station. All right, so you have a computer, Danielle?
Not my own. I'm not allowed, but...
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to use the internet because I submit poetry to an art website, and my parents read it and thought I was suicidal and, went nuts. So,
okay.
But my dad's trying to get it so that I'm allowed on there because he went on there and read all my poems and said started to realize that it's art or whatever. So,
do you have friends who live back in Maryland?
A few.
Maybe you can get them to send some tapes of the show out to you or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe they can tape the show and send it to you. I know it's a reach, but you should be able to find the show on the internet somewhere.
You would think.
If you, wife says there's these websites where you can hear snippets and things.
Remember the guy who called from England was listening on the web?
Yeah. Where did he say he was listening, though?
I forget. It was the
WNRK?
No, it was something else.
Or NRK? I don't know. All right. Chris, you find anything? No. But to be fair, he's been hitting the computer screen with a coffee mug for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So nothing.
So
nothing
to respond.
Over there. All right. Drew, what are you giving out that crappy information for?
I'm just saying, I know at one time you could. I don't know if that's currently a
situation. No, all right. Paul?
Hello.
You're 19?
Yeah. Actually, I'm really nervous right now. I'm shaking all over. But
Oh, buddy, relax.
Thanks for taking my call, and I've been listening for a few years now. We didn't always get the show, but I have a question about a past caller, but first I wanted to say that I gave you guys a big prop. My bulletin board here on my floor at the University of Tulsa is for this month dedicated to you guys. I'm not an artist, so I didn't draw you or anything, but I've got like what I imagine the setup of the studio looks like and some quotes from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, the time. Mansy.
Mm-hmm. You have a what kind of bulletin board do you have?
It's just it's about 6 feet long and 3.5 feet tall. Uh-huh. And I just kind of use some big markers and stuff, and mm-hmm. I don't know, I thought you guys would like it.
I would, and yeah, now I don't know if you're trying to picture our old studio, Westwood One. If you want to picture that, close your eyes and picture someone crapping in an ashtray.
In an outhouse.
No, just an ashtray.
Oh, the ashtray itself would be the thing. I see, yeah.
Well,
why bother undermining? Yeah, just picture someone taking a dump in an ashtray. That's Westwood One. Now this, and our home base, K-Rock, here, is a much nicer facility.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of just, it's rough, but, yeah. You know,
all right.
I've got
so
the,
what's up?
Books on the dictionary and anatomy book and hell on the table there.
Nice. All right. Well, you get the other kids over at the college to listen to the show.
I'm working on it every day.
All right.
I have a question. You guys had a caller earlier who was like almost 30 and really high voice. Want to know about condoms and birth control?
Yeah, 28.
28. Yeah.
What was with the, I don't know why exactly. Usually when younger callers who are on birth control call, you want to know if they're taking it properly. And you guys didn't ask that. I was wondering if that just had to do with their age. And also if, why it was that she assumed that she wasn't having sex even though she didn't, because she didn't have a boyfriend.
Why we assume that?
Yeah.
No, okay, here's the thing. The reason we weren't asking her if she was taking the pill at the same time each day like we do with the 14-year-olds who say they're on the pill who seem a little absent-minded is she was sort of
hyper-vigilant.
Hyper-vigilant.
Super hyper-vigilant.
Yeah. Right. She was paranoid, for lack of a better term, and she's the kind of person who would take it down to the second because of her paranoia. You understand?
She was taking the pill and on condoms and wanted a number of the probability of pregnancy of somebody on birth control pill using a condom.
Right.
Which is a ridiculous question.
Yes.
And had just gotten over an abortion, was traumatized by it, and we could hear in her voice that she was also a childhood trauma survivor.
But that's the type of person who has three or four alarms go off every day at the time they need to take the pill, not the kind who smokes weed and forgets about it.
Right.
And we sensed that, so we didn't bug her.
That was not the issue in her call. Yeah.
Right. And his second question was, I don't know what. Why did we assume she wasn't having sex? She didn't. I asked her if she had a boyfriend. She had no. She didn't seem to indicate she was having sex.
She
kind of
did at the beginning. She kind of did, but it didn't. Again, it didn't really matter.
No.
The point was her anxiety, her trauma.
Well,
whether she should be having sex at all.
The point, Paul, is sometimes we have a point, and other times we don't. Yeah, I mean, look at it this way: what percentage of your conversation is meaningful in life? You know what I mean? 3 or 4%. Does it hit double digits? You know, we make our share of small talk on the show. Ironically, that's what I'm doing now.
Strangely enough.
All right. Drew's distracted, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, what's happening, my brothers?
Let's get together here, brother.
Let's go, buddy. Let's rally.
A little energy here,
right? Let's finish with a little bang.
Yeah.
A little pop. What do you say?
I don't know.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I was just thinking of why I'm tired today, and then I thought, because I got up early this morning.
To cover the construction site?
No. Listen, one of these trucks, they're doing some work in the canyon I live in, or up on the other street, across the way, whatever it is. One of these mother effing trucks threw it in reverse.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, but sometimes they throw it in reverse and they keep it in reverse, like, they ain't backing up.
Right.
They put the shifter into reverse, which activates the beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And let me say this. Yeah. Here's what I want to say. When you design the beep, first off, so what? A couple of kids get ran over each year. Please.
It's worth it to preserve your sleep.
Small price to pay. Look, that's just Darwin driving that truck. If your kid doesn't know to get out of the way of a diesel truck that's backing up, well, we don't need him. That's what I'm saying. And maybe you don't either. He's just going to be living at home, going to junior college, eating your crap, drinking your booze eventually, stealing your cigarettes. Now, here's what I'm saying. We need to hook up a device that makes the beep, beep, beep sound go when the truck is moving in reverse, not when the guy throws it into reverse. Yes. Because they throw it into reverse and oftentimes don't go anywhere for
a
long time.
They sit in a driveway.
Yes.
They back in a driveway and
yeah.
stop.
The guy's like, yeah, I'm going to back this thing up. I'll throw it in reverse. And then he's pushing the clutch in. The thing's in reverse and he ain't going where. Or it's automatic. He's got it in reverse and his foot is just sitting. It's as if it made a noise if you were going forward and you're sitting at a stoplight.
Yeah.
You know, you don't shift the car into park at the stoplight. You're
right.
just sitting there. You'd be buzzing away at the stoplight.
Right.
So I'm just lying, you know, in bed. It's like, nee, nee, nee. And eventually you realize the guy would have circumnavigated the goddamn globe if he was moving because it's been 20 minutes. Sometimes the guys throw it in reverse. They get out of their truck and
yeah,
stuff.
Like, seems like it.
Once I had to go, we had to go get the guy and stuff and tell him to shut his effing truck off.
Really?
He had it in reverse. Well, first off, truck drivers are stupid. They're more animal than they are human. A, number one. B, number two, they're always beaked up on some drugs. And C, they've heard this beep their whole life.
They screen it out.
Yeah, they don't know. It's yeah. like our retarded callers who can't hear the smoke detectors going off. They don't hear the beep. And, you know, they've been up since 4 in the morning. So, hey, what time is it? Oh, hell, it's 7:45. It's almost time for lunch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Why the rest of you up? What's the big deal?
Let's just get rid of that beep. Here's the thing with the beep. Three beeps and that's enough. Three beeps. All you idiots clear out. If you haven't figured out to move at that point, you're roadkill. So be it.
Three beeps unless it's moving.
No.
No? Not even.
No. You're right. Let's just switch it to when the truck is physically moving backwards, the beep goes.
Right.
If it's not, you can't just throw it into gear, which is like flipping the switch on the beep sound effect. Oh, really? Can we do something about this? Garbage men buzzing by at 6:30 in the morning. Beep, beep, beep. Well, that's it. That's it. We're just living in obnoxious times. We just have to hear this crap.
Yeah.
I'm going insane, Drew. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, man. All right. My balls are hairy, man. I've never shaved my balls.
Yeah.
Bogus.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, bogus.
Okay, 17.
My balls are hairy.
My balls are... all right, go. Mike?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing about Chris. Chris is either bogus or just a jack-off.
Either way.
I got no
yeah.
time for him. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
All right.
Germany or Florida?
That's Tori Amos singing the Germany or Florida theme. Go ahead, Mike.
You think you could answer a quick question, though, first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was having sex with my girlfriend, right? Normal style. Mom and pop.
Sure.
She defecated and lost all body functions. Is that normal?
Yeah.
That means she wants anal.
Does she go unconscious?
No, she, for about 18 hours, seriously. She was getting off. All kinds of juices were coming out. She was urinating. She was drooling. I literally effed the, out of her.
And she kept having.
Florida.
She kept having repeated sort of orgasms even after you guys were done.
Right. Is that normal? Can I?
It's not normal.
Wait a minute. It sounds like she had a stroke or something.
She defecated everywhere. Huh?
She did not defecate everywhere.
Yes, literally. Literally.
I'll show you an article here.
I was in normal position, but she defecated.
All right.
Hold on. What is it? Son of Tard Night?
I told you that's what it was. I'm looking for... I've got an article in here about persistent sexual arousal in women.
Mike?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I own a recording studio.
Of course. That's what I thought of immediately.
I knew it.
Yes.
What?
You're like the Herb Alpert of Arkansas. I knew it. All right, ask your Germany or Florida one.
Well, hang on.
My friend
is going to make me a trophy that says, you literally effed him. Is that wrong, Adam?
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome in women.
I'm showing Adam an article.
Here's my Germany or Florida.
That's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A man was found force-feeding a dog's testes to a restrained 11-year-old boy. The man then was taken into custody and released 2 days later. No further actions were taken. Germany or Florida?
Germany.
Only Mike would come up with this one. You know what I mean? This is like, woo, Mike.
Feels like Germany to me.
I'm going to go Florida.
All right,
here we go. Mike?
Yes.
Answer is?
The answer is Germany.
Oh, Adam, I should never.
Adam,
never
you know push. What I think of you? You're just a wannabe Gilbert Godfrey, you dumb fuck.
Whoa, what is that?
He runs a recording studio, Drew.
Yeah,
it's going on the best of.
You think so?
Let me explain something. He called me a wannabe Gilbert Godfrey. Gilbert Godfrey doesn't want to be Gilbert Godfrey. Forget about me. All right. It's just
wow, it is weird tard night.
Yeah. Hey, listen, the show's over, but might as well spend the last 22 seconds of it yelling at phone screener Brian. Listen, if guys sound sort of schizoid, unstable, and, like hillbilly
just
retard.
Retard jack off.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah. It's retard jack off night.
It really is. Just the chicks look like they're staring at those spinning wheels they used to hypnotize you in the cartoons.
Spiraling wheels.
And the guys just look like something out of the cornrows of Hee Haw.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing guys with like...
with little Jason in them.
Yeah, wearing hats that have patches on them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. That's the show. God love you all. Dag is coming in tomorrow night, my main man, Dag. And so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Adam, you know what I think of you? You're just a wannabe Gilbert Godfrey, you dumb
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.